In the name of God, the Omnipotent, the All-Aware and Almighty, welcome to Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio. It is Muhammad Ilya with another Hadith of the Day from Imam Ali, peace and blessings of God be upon him. The title is The Importance of Seeking Forgiveness or Istighfar. روي عن علي بن أبي طالب عليه السلام الذنوب الداء والدواء الاستغفار والشفاء لا تعود. Imam Ali, peace and blessings of God be upon him, says sins are kind of disease. The remedy is seeking forgiveness, with being the ultimate healing, not to return to them. So let's look at the importance of istighfar here, dear listeners. Seeking forgiveness, it means. First, we are human, not a perfect man. No one is perfect, except the holy prophets and Ahlul Bayt, who are infallibles, peace be upon them. And second, intentionally or unintentionally, we commit sins. And the third point is that we are ordered to repent and seek forgiveness in the Holy Quran and Hadith. And they are mentioned in the Holy Quran that and we are ordered to seek forgiveness. Ask forgiveness from your Lord. Astaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. So when we ask forgiveness from our Lord, that there are some results for that. First, He will send for us abundant rains. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين and aid you with wealth and sons. And the third one, and provides you with gardens. ويجعل لكم أنهارا and provides you with streams. So when people of the world are seeking forgiveness from the Lord, so these are the results of that. You know, there are priceless and numerous blessings in istighfar. And when we are seeking istighfar, when we are seeking forgiveness from God, these will come in our life and change our life, inshallah. And the fourth point is that the one who repents and seeks forgiveness is as the one who doesn't have a sin. التائب عن الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. It is another hadith from the Holy Prophet. If the person repents from his sin, as if he doesn't commit a sin. And the fifth point is that not only doesn't he have any sin, but his evils change into good. Couldn't be better than that. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. If the one has an authentic and sincere repentance, Allah the Almighty will change his evils into good. So these are two privileges of a person who seeks forgiveness. First is like the one who has no sin, and the second one, his sins change into good. It was Hadith of the Day of an Iran Radio. It was Muhammad Ilya, and the hadith, the title was The Importance of Seeking Forgiveness. May Allah bless us all. Thank you. Bye for now. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.